When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by the wonderful people at PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the old Twitter there at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Hope you guys enjoyed a fun-filled day of action on the diamond on Wednesday. We're here to recap your Wednesday's news, notes, and more. Getting you ready for Thursday, the 11th of May, which is a small slate. There's like seven games on the docket, nothing too crazy. Three games early, a middle day game, and then three games late. So nothing too much to get you going, just enough to enjoy some baseball on Thursday, but not much else. All right, let's recap the news notes from your Wednesday. The Twins activated Kyle Farmer from the IL and sent Jose Miranda, to the surprise of some, to AAA. If you've been paying attention to Jose Miranda's season, shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. It's been a very, very rough season for Miranda, hitting .220 with three home runs in the season with zero stolen bases. Not striking out a ton, which is great. That's Miranda's style. Lots of balls in play, but nothing much coming with it. Needs to get his head right, get things figured out in AAA. Makes tons of sense to send him down there. So Miranda to AAA, Kyle Farmer activated. I'm not saying Miranda's a drop in all formats, but he's getting pretty darn close to a drop in all formats because who knows when he's coming back. So, yes, I'm going to say he's a drop in all formats. Jose Miranda, bye-bye. New York Yankees activated Devi Garcia from AAA. He is a young pitcher that we saw have signs of a few starts for here and there in recent seasons. There were high expectations. Those have kind of dwindled in recent seasons. And he's getting a shot here to be a long reliever as he picked up a three-inning save on Wednesday as the Yankees beat up on the Oakland Athletics. We'll see where that goes for Devi Garcia going forward. He's obviously not the closer, but it's nice to see him get innings like that in these situations. On a flip note, Luis Severino ramping up his rehab in AAA through three and a third innings at AAA on Wednesday. He's going to make another rehab start on Tuesday. Depending on how that goes, the Yankees will reassess the situation and potentially activate him or say he needs one more rehab start. So if everything goes great, you see Luis Severino next weekend. If not, probably early to mid of the following week. So Severino is very close to returning to action for you fantasy fans out there. Michael Brantley, he stopped hitting for the Astros as his ailments are just not healing. Age is a cruel, cruel mistress, my friends. So keep an eye on that. Dusty Baker, so it's unclear when he will return to participating in baseball activities and joining the Astros. So Michael Brantley still nowhere near joining the team. A big blow to you that love Jose Alvarado as a closer in baseball because he's been one of the best relievers, period, slash closers over the last few weeks. The Phillies placed Jose Alvarado on the IL on Wednesday with left elbow inflammation, retroactive to Monday, May 8th, so he can come back as soon as, do the quick math, like the 23rd, give or take. So you got that going for you, but it's left elbow inflammation. 15-day only IL, not very common. So this is a big blow. I want to hear some more info before I just straight drop Jose Alvarado, but he's getting close to that. If the tea leaves read correctly, let's put it that way. Craig Kimbrell pitched back-to-back shutout outings now as he threw another shutout inning on Wednesday for the Philadelphia Phillies. He's probably the favorite to start as the closer, but don't sleep on Sir Anthony Dominguez, who closed a ton last season. He's been outstanding this year. Could be a committee, could be a give and take. Kimbrell has pitched well in his last few starts, but we know who Craig Kimbrell is. Lots of messiness there where Sir Anthony Dominguez has a big, big set of upside. So basically what I'm saying is when you have Fab this weekend, Kimbrel's probably the guy you want to target, but if you want to get a cheap Sir Anthony Dominguez for a dollar or two, not the worst thing you can do is he's going to get his fair share along the way. Atlanta Braves, not great news, folks. We kind of joked about it on, not joked, but just talked about it on yesterday's show that, you know, they had Strider, and they had Charlie Morton, and they had Bryce Elder. Those are the three guys that were available on roster resource. They called up Danny Lee to make a spot bullpen outing, an opener situation on Wednesday. We talked about Dylan Dodd and Jaren Schuster potentially coming up. News got even worse on Wednesday as expectations through testing and front office and just people in the Braves system are saying Max Fried and Kyle Wright will be sidelined at least 2 months, at least. And we kind of thought that when we talked about Max Fried yesterday, when he's going to be shut down, he'll have to ramp back up in a spring training format, so on and so forth. So now they're pretty much saying you got the Fried with the elbow slash forearm situation. You got Kyle Wright with a shoulder situation, both out at least 2 months. That takes you towards the All-Star break, if you're doing the quick math there. And then Kyle Wright even came out and said, I'm pretty sure I'll be out longer than Max Fried. Now, the tough part here is Max Fried has been very, very good when he's been on the mound this season. He's been very good in his career. 2 months is a tough hold if you don't have IL spots. If you have IL spots, you put Max Fried straight to the IL. There's zero questions asked. But if you're playing in NFBC or other formats, holding Max Fried right now is one of those predicaments that I'm going to try to hold for a bit as long as I can. But you have to churn that roster up, and eventually there might be a point where you drop Max Fried. I'm not there yet. I want to hold a little bit longer. Hopefully we get some good news. Maybe I can hang on and make do for what's going on. But the fact that he's out at least 2 months, he's going to be shut down for probably a month. Then he's going to have to regroup like it's spring training. It's not ideal for Max Fried, but if I can still get post All-Star break Max Fried for the rest of the season, that's outstanding. So again, if you got IL spots, throw them there. If you can hold as long as you can, but I totally understand circumstances will be different for everybody, and he could be a potential drop, which is a big, big, big shame to see. Miami Marlins called up their 20-year-old big-time pitching prospect from AA, Yuri Perez. He will start on Friday versus the Reds in Miami. That's a great spot to start. On the season in AA, Perez has a 2.32 ERA, 42 Ks, and 31 innings pitched. One of the big-time prospects in all of baseball. It's a matter of how long does he stick in the rotation. I think if they're calling it from AA, they want him to stick in the rotation. We shall wait and see. But we've seen tons of prospects succeed this year. Recently, not some. A few have scuffled a ton. But Yuri Perez is the elite, elite arm. Someone to definitely circle on the waiver wires this weekend. Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays made a rehab start on Wednesday, but lasted one inning. 11 pitches, 8 total strikes. Not what you want to see from a rehab start. He left with mild left side tightness. And that's it was precautionary, they said, but it's very good to be precautionary when he's been sidelined since February 27th with a left oblique strain. So not great for Tyler Glasnow. Austin Slater left Wednesday's game for the Giants with a tight left hamstring. Keep an eye on that situation. Giants are getting beat up with injuries right now. They have some weird depth, not ideal depth, but weird depth. But Slater could miss some time here for the Gigantes. Yan Gomes was activated from the concussion IL on Wednesday. He went deep off of Jordan Montgomery. That was big boy stuff. Gomes have an amazing season when healthy, when in the lineup. With Gomes' activation, though, big-time prospect Miguel Amaya was sent back to AAA. So keep an eye on him as he's a big-time bat, who Amaya will probably see some more time later this season. Noah Syndergaard left his start on Monday with a cut on his finger and reports on On Wednesday, more reports came out that there's a good chance he'll need an IL stint. He has not been effective. He has not been overthrowing stuff. He's just been average at best. So it begs the question, do we see big-time prospect Bobby Miller this time around, which would be great to see, or do we get another Gavin Stone start just because Syndergaard might be only be out for a start or two? Keep an eye on the Dodgers situation. Jesus Sanchez has been raking for the Miami Marlins over the last 2 weeks. He had a home run and a double on Wednesday, but as he legged out that double in the ninth inning, he pulled up lame with a hamstring injury, which made him leave the game. Keep an eye on Jesus Sanchez, who's been swinging it very, very well. Let's talk about some hitting highlights on your Wednesday. Andrew McCutchen, 3-for-3 with a home run, a run score, 2 RBIs, and a walk. The old man is getting it done for the Pirates, hitting .255 with 7 home runs, 4 stolen bases on the season, and a near 15% walk rate. Kutch was basically free in drafts. He's getting the job done, worth rostering in pretty much 12-team and deeper formats. Max Kepler keeps doing it. He's not hitting for a big average, but he keeps crushing baseballs. On Wednesday, went 2-for-2 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Since he returned from the IL on April 15th, Max Kepler now has 5 home runs. That is pretty good for Mr. Kepler, who leads off most games for the Minnesota Twins. Harrison Bader has been nuclear since return to the IL. Talked about him in my DFS content that he's been a must-play because of his discounted price. He went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, in 3 RBIs on Wednesday. Since returning from the IL, a.k.a. starting his season, Harrison Bader's hitting .429 with 3 home runs and a sub-7% strikeout rate. Bader's locked in. He is worth rostering everywhere right now. He'll start adding some speed at some point in time, too, so get yourself some Harrison Bader. For more details on the Daily's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batter Box on PitcherList.com. So starting pitching highlights from Wednesday, Erod Eduardo Rodriguez continues to deal. Faced the Guardians, who he faced a few starts back, had 8 shutout innings. Well, on Wednesday, Erod went 7 shutout innings with 4 hits, 2 walks. That's a sub-1 whip for those keeping track at home. And 8 strikeouts. It's 14 whiffs, 33% CSW on 99 pitches. Erod has been outstanding over his last 5 starts. He has pitched 35 2/3 innings, allowing a total of 1 earned run over those 5 starts with 38 Ks. That has been electric for one Eduardo Rodriguez. Christian Javier got the job done against the Anaheim Angels. We talked about Framber doing it the night before. These Astros, when they're clicking, they have some of the best pitchers in baseball. And Javier went 6 innings, 2 earned, 3 hits, and 1 walk with 11 strikeouts. We saw Framber get all the strikeouts on Tuesday. Javier picked right back up with 11 more Ks on Wednesday. He has 24 whiffs, 40% CSW, which is electric on a Wednesday with 93 pitches total. So far in the season, Christian Javier has had a 3.47 ERA with a 3.73 xFIP with 54 strikeouts in 46 2/3 innings pitched. Also mentioned it on yesterday's show and some other content that I did, that Kevin Gossman, earlier in the year, he gave up 8 runs, back-to-back 7-inning outings with shutouts, basically 14, no runs, and like 24 strikeouts. He was great. He bounced back beautifully. Well, his last time out, he got beat up in 3 1/3 innings, 8 runs versus the Red Sox. Kevin Gossman bounced back beautifully in Philadelphia, where he threw 6 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 9 strikeouts versus the Phillies, 15 whiffs, 34% CSW on 99 pitches. Great bounce back for Kevin Gossman. He is an ace. People will scuffle. Just keep playing Kevin Gossman. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and to read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Relief pitching, we had some fun here. Pierce Johnson, AJ Puck, Will Smith, and Ryan Pressly all picked up their 6th save of the season. You got Kenley Jansen. He returned from his back issue that he's been kind of going back and forth on, and he picked up his 400th save of the season going up against the Boston Red Sox. So good on Kenley. And then the phenom, Yainer Cano, Felix Bautista, he's been getting a lot of work lately, got the night off. Yainer Cano picked up his 3rd save of the season. Bautista's got, I want to say, like 11 saves or so. Yainer's got 3 now, and Yainer's been amazingly effective. I'm rostering Yainer in 12-team and deeper leagues just to have a better pitcher than possible streaming options. So I love this save from Yainer, but you know, the night before, 2 days before, like 1 2/3, no runs, couple Ks, like he is padding stats in a very good way, and he's very valuable in most formats, especially roto formats, 12-team and deeper, where you don't want to stream the likes of Brad Keller or Brady Singer or some other garbage pitcher. So Yainer Cano, very, very good. Make sure you guys read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information surrounding all things relief pitching. All right, before we look ahead to Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I am your host, Brian Intrican, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Let's hear from my buddy Mark Paquette with a quick look at the weather for Thursday, May 11th.
Thanks, Brian. Well, looking at today's slate, typically small as most Thursdays are, we have a pair of afternoon games in the Midwest that you see some showers and thunderstorms around. And these are, like I said, afternoon games in Minnesota and Kansas City. Now, I think there's going to be enough space between the rain that they should be able to get these games in, but they're at least something to watch. And as always, those are the only two games we have to worry about. Back to you.
As always, thanks again, Mark, for your wonderful knowledge on the weather around baseball. Again, three games early, three games late, not the most ideal DFS slates, but if you're looking for a little bit of both on the early slate, you can game stack White Sox Royals. White Sox with Brady Singer, who's been a booty, and the Royals with Clevinger, who's garbage as well. So a White Sox Royals stack definitely makes sense. On the night slate, the Giants versus the lefty Henry is a great spot to look at. It'd be nice if Austin Slater was around. That's not looking ideal. But the Giants versus Henry, Henry's just not great right now. He's getting hit around by everybody. Go for it and enjoy. Pitching on this Thursday set of action on the early slate, love Bailey Ober versus San Diego. Pablo Lopez looked great versus the Padres. Bailey Ober coming off seven shutout innings in his last outing. He's allowed a total of like two earned runs in his three starts. He's been very, very, very effective against the Padres on Thursday. For the nightcap, Nate Eovaldi versus the Oakland Athletics. The A's are swinging good bats. I'm not going to knock that. Eovaldi, big-time strikeout stuff. Like the upside there. So we need some Nate Eovaldi versus the Oakland Athletics. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, besides the bummer part that's a small slate, that really does stink. But I kind of mentioned him already, Bailey Ober. I want to see what he does, and he takes on Yu Darvish. So it's a great combination. You got this young gun in Bailey Ober, who's been very effective, looking making his fourth start of the season. Made a handful of starts last year, so I'm not too worried about like any like craziness and like stress level or whatnot. But Bailey Ober versus Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish, you know, he's been great in the World Baseball Classic, kind of a slow start to the season in 2023. And he looks ready to go. Ready to go in this one. And then Drew Rasmussen. This is one that's been a tough one for me. I'm hoping he can figure it out versus the Yankees. Yankees are swinging red-hot bats. The A's always help with that. But even before the A's series, the Yankees are swinging it pretty, pretty well. You got Drew Rasmussen, who it's like a yin and yang thing from him. So I'm really curious to see, can he pitch really well versus a awesome Yankees lineup? Or are we going to continue to have those hiccups with Drew Rasmussen? That is a conundrum we'll have to figure out at a later time. Well, that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure y'all go to PitcherList.com. Go check out PL Plus and PL Pro to give you access to projections and the PLV bot and stats and all the great stuff that PitcherList.com, not to mention the Discord that they have to offer for you there. So go check out PitcherList.com. Go join PL Plus, PL Pro to see all the goodies that they have to offer. Well, that'll do it, folks. Enjoy your small Thursday slate of action. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with a recap of Thursday and a preview to Friday to head you into the weekend. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast for Thursday, May 11th. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.